Now I got to get back to my ladies.
Okay.
If anybody comes to the door, try to keep them from talking too loud.
You bet. I'll explain that Ms. Zaprod is reading an essay on the big trees of California.
Yeah.
I'll explain that my mother's entertaining the Thimble Club ladies, and it's very important that
oh,
she...
Oh, my.
Hey, hold the pole. My watch is running mighty slow.
Vic and Zane, brought to you by Oxidol, the soap that's famous for washing clothes so clean, they're white without bleaching. Tonight's story from Oxidol's White Without Bleaching book proves that a nice compliment helps the person who gives it as much as the one who gets it. Mrs. Thompson says...
One morning I saw my neighbor hanging up her wash, and it was beautiful.
So you complimented her?
Yes, I did. I even asked her if she bleached her clothes to get them so white.
And she said?
She said no. Oxidol washes them white without bleaching.
So you see, in exchange for her compliment, Mrs. Thompson learned about Oxidol. And is she glad? Just as you'll be when you try Oxidol. Because you'll see even your grimiest clothes come gloriously white. White without bleaching. Oxidol's Hustle Bubble Suds are so up and at 'em, they lift dirt out. Why, Oxidol even acts to prevent dirty grayness particles from sticking in clothes wash day after wash day. Tablecloths, sheets, towels, all come so clean that aside from downright stains, they're white without bleaching. And Oxidol's wonderfully safe for all wash colors and rayons. So enjoy compliments yourself. Next wash day, hang up an Oxidol wash. That's white without bleaching. Well, sir, it's early afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the kitchen of the small house, halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and young Mr. Rush Gook. Mother and son are standing beside the gas stove, and the latter, who is removing his cap and mackinaw, is saying protestingly,
"Well, I'm a person that think I call these special teachers' meetings.
This was one afternoon I thought I could entertain my Thimble Club ladies and not be interrupted.
I expect they ought to go crawl in some ditch when the principal calls a special teachers' meeting.
Mr. Corkle was here yesterday to read the gas meter. Mr. Gertner was here yesterday to check on the city water. The brickmush man was here yesterday to deliver brickmush. And Mr. Erickson was here yesterday to see about the back porch eaves. I thought I had the 9 million different ones out of the way. But no, my Thimble ladies arrive, and Ms. Apparat starts to read her paper on the big trees of California, and she no more than reads two sentences, and in thunders my little boy.
Mom, I don't call these special teachers' meetings. Mr. Chinbunny does.
How does Mr. Chinbunny expect children to get an education? Every other day he calls a special teachers' meeting.
Huh. I feel guilty, and I can't put my finger on what I feel guilty about.
Well, I gotta get back to my ladies.
Oh, I won't make any noise and disturb you, Mom.
I'll say you won't.
I got a great big physical geography assignment to study. It'll keep me busy clear up till 4 o'clock.
All right.
If it wasn't raining out, I wouldn't have come home at all.
Is it raining out?
Well, not exactly raining. Kind of a misty drizzle. You can see it on the window.
Well, I guess Mother is mean to her baby.
Not at all.
Well, now I gotta get back to my ladies.
Okay.
If anybody comes to the door, try to keep them from talking too loud.
You bet. I'll explain that Ms. Apparat is reading an essay on the big trees of California.
Yeah.
I'll explain that my mother's entertaining the Thimble Club ladies, and it's very important that she...
Oh, my.
Hi-ho-ho. My watch is running mighty slow.
Hi, Gus.
Hello, Rush. Who is your pretty companion?
Did you ever know it to fail?
What a fine welcome this is. I wish I'd call in some viaduct and sod myself to sleep.
Bring work home from the office?
Yes. I'm a beast and a rudder.
My Thimble Club ladies are in the living room.
I trust that your Thimble Club ladies enjoy robust health and that their
appetites... Can you work out here?
Yes, unless your Thimble Club ladies yell and screech and distract me.
Miss Apparat is about to read a paper on the big trees of California.
She'll enjoy that. When she concludes it, I hope the applause is light and languid.
Well, I gotta get back.
Fine.
Ladies will wonder what on earth become of me. And you fellas can sit down here at the kitchen table, can't you, with your books and papers?
Sure.
And you'll be quiet as mice, huh?
You bet, Mom.
Raining out, say.
Yeah, Rush told me.
Looks like it might rain the rest of the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I was reading an article in last night's paper where it stated heavy precipitation is expected in North Dakota next spring. One of the leading weather forecasters in that vicinity predicts that the people can look forward to...
Oh, funny, Ben. Hey, I bet you thought I'd run out the back door in the
city
of Peoria. Both my husband and my...
Hello, Elizabeth.
Oh.
Why are you home from school?
Mr. Chinbunny called a special teacher's meeting.
He's a cook and should be fettered.
Yeah.
Stop staying here. I'd expect Papa to work.
Uh-huh.
It's very melancholy to have such a slow-witted son.
Yeah.
Well, we have a nice afternoon for work. The rain outside falls softly and the atmosphere is conducive.
Oh, oh. Hello, Uncle Fletcher.
Well, rush, honey, old boy. You on deck, too, are they, Vic?
Greetings, Uncle Fetcher. By George, you're pretty as a pitcher.
That's right.
You look kind of wet.
I am kind of wet.
Your corduroy cap droops down.
My corduroy cap droops down. The knees of my pants sag. My shoes squeeze out water when I stop down hard. And small lobules of rain tumble on my leather necktie.
That's great.
It's magnificent.
Oh, Vic, just come in.
Yeah, you can't roast me, Vic, honey. Joke rolls off my back exactly like a duck.
I think your mother yelled something, Harriet.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there somebody coming to the kitchen just then?
Yes, Uncle Fletcher.
Hello, Uncle Fletcher.
Beg pardon?
Mom called out, hello, Uncle Fletcher.
Oh, hello, Sadie.
How are you?
I'm wet.
Mom's got the Thimble Club ladies in the living room, Uncle Fletcher.
That's right, Rush. I've been riding on Gumpox's garbage wagon, Sadie. I scrounged down in the back of the half-wet wagon with a tarpaulin over my head, but she got too moist and steamy for me.
Uh-huh. Miss Applewhite's reading her paper now, Vic.
I was just telling Vic and Rush here my corduroy cap droops down, the knees of my pants sag, my shoes squeeze out water when I stop down hard, and small lobules of rain tumble on my leather necktie.
Can Miss Applewhite go ahead with her paper now?
Sure.
Sadie's entertaining a crowd of women in the living room.
Is that a fact?
One of them is reading an essay. I guess we're expected to be quiet.
Yes, indeed. No, the way it is with me, I scrounged down in the back of the Gumpox's garbage wagon with a tarpaulin over my head, but she was far from pleasant. You take the bed of a garbage wagon, she gets steamy in the rain. Man's not under the impression he's in any rose arbor.
Wonder what dear old pal this will turn out to be.
Anyway, I don't like potato peelings in my hair.
Hello, Mr. Sprawl.
Good afternoon, sir.
Sprawl, honey, old pal.
Yes.
Come in and close the door.
Yeah, the rain, it's coming down pretty brisk outdoors.
Shut the door, Sprawl.
Look what I bought in the 10-cent store.
Your baby bonnet?
No. My daughter Florence sends away for my baby bonnets. She gets them in Syracuse, New York. I was born in Syracuse, New York.
The other day you said you was born in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yes.
You were born in Boston, Massachusetts.
I was born in Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, where do you buy your baby bonnet?
Syracuse, New York.
Uh-huh.
That's where I was born.
Where?
Syracuse, New York.
Oh, the heck with it. No, but you take a man that scrounges in the bed of a garbage wagon with a tarpaulin over his head, he runs the risk of not being welcome in the gold and silver drawing room of your fastidious rich woman.
Yeah, I imagine.
Here's what I bought in the 10-cent store.
What, Mr. Sprawl?
I got it underneath my shawl.
That looks like a waterproof baby bonnet, Sprawl.
It is. Only waterproof baby bonnet ever to come out of Toledo, Ohio.
I thought you bought your baby bonnets in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yes, but not my everyday baby bonnets. My everyday baby bonnets are by in St. Louis, Missouri. That's where I was born.
St. Louis, Missouri?
Yes.
I see.
Here's what I bought in the 10-cent store.
A whistle?
A siren. My daughter Florence told me to buy it. Then when I want a saucer of soup or a handful of peanuts with chocolate smeared on outsides, I just blow my siren and my daughter Florence brings me what I want.
Uh-huh.
I'll let you hear what she sounds like.
No, I don't think I do right now, Mr. Sprawl.
Got a whistle by George.
Hey!
Oh, Mr. Sprawl dropped in, Sade. He's got a siren.
I bought this siren in a 10-cent store. Used to have a siren I bought in Baltimore, Maryland.
I was born in Baltimore, Maryland.
So was I.
Yes, I know you were.
Okay.
No, but getting back to that other nonsense, I don't know of any sure way for a man to lose his popularity with the rich and fashionable velvet-draped drawing-room women than to scrounge down the back end of a garbage wagon under a tarpaulin on a rainy day.
I hear another guest coming.
Uh-huh.
Piece of bacon rind stuck in your chin and a stalk of celery plastered against your ear, and the fashionable ladies lose interest right now.
Oh, hello, Mr. Custard.
Oh, yes.
Why, Jimmy Custard, by George.
Hello, Mr. Emerson. Hello, Mr. Farrell. Good afternoon, Mrs. Jackson. Are you the lady of the house?
No. I live across the alley.
I need to collect some statistics.
Close the door, Jimmy, old pal.
This is terrible.
Yes, Jimmy, close the door.
Well, I'll close it, Uncle Fletcher.
Yeah, do that, Rush. Jimmy is confused.
He sure is if he thinks Mr. Sprawl is the lady of the house.
Maybe I'd better identify myself, Mr. Emerson. I am the city calistocker.
Yeah, I know you.
Where are my transparent glasses, my ironbound notebook? Oh, here's my ironbound notebook. Oh, look out, it's slipping.
That's the heaviest notebook I ever heard of.
The city calistocker needs a heavy notebook. If you haven't got a heavy notebook, you can't collect statistics. I collect statistics. I'm the city calistocker. Mrs. McDermott, hello.
Hello.
This is terrible.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yes.
I guess I'll blow my siren.
No, I don't think I would, Mr. Sprawl.
This siren I bought in a 10-cent store. But I did own a siren I bought in Lebanon, Indiana.
That's where I was born.
That's where I was born.
Mighty glad to hear.
Hey, hey! My notebook slipping again.
By George, nothing like a rainy day for excitement.
Hello, Mr. Montgomery.
Hello, Mr. Custard.
I am the city calistoker.
Yes, I know you are.
I didn't notice you come in the kitchen, kiddo.
I didn't either, Ma.
Oh, I thought I'd stroll out. Hello, Uncle Fletcher.
Hello, Lady Conley.
How are you, Mr. Sprawl?
I was born in Somerset, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
I'm the city calistoker.
I know you are. Is everybody having fun?
Oh, yes.
Which concludes another brief visit at the small house halfway up in the next block. And for your house, here's an important reminder. If you want more soap, if you want nylons, refrigerators, automobiles, you'll save still more used kitchen fat. You see, our country will be desperately short of fats and oils for many, many months. And there's just one place extra supplies can come from. That's your kitchen. And now, with meats on ration, you can save even more used fats. Used fats that help make the hundreds of peacetime items all of you want. So, save every drop every day and turn it in regularly. You get 4 cents cash for every pound. And our country will get the used fats necessary for speedy reconversion. So keep saving used fats faithfully, won't you? Listen tomorrow night, same time, when the makers of Oxidol again bring you Vic and Sage, written by Paul Reimer. But right now, listen.
Say, did you know that just one cake of Camay can mean a smoother, softer skin? Say, did you know that just one cake of Camay is the way you should begin? You ought to try it now. You'd better start today. The Camay Mild Soap Diet is the lovely woman's way for softer and more glamorous complexion. Camay, Camay, Camay.
Remember, for a smoother, softer complexion, change from improper care to correct care with Mild Camay.
This is Roy Billsbury inviting you to be with us again tomorrow evening for Vic and Save. Until tomorrow then, good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.